Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
And if you're looking for last week's War of the Roses or dirty work because you missed your phone scam, I forgot to put him up on Friday. I'm sorry. I'll put him up today. So stop yelling! All right, let's get to Abby, who's been waiting patiently. Hi, Abby.
Hey, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. Who are we putting to the test for you today?
My boyfriend, Justin.
Okay, and cue the X Factor music, because this has to do with his ex, correct?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so tell everybody what happened.
So I found out that he had been texting his ex, Christine, for the last 2 months. Apparently, I guess she recently broke up with her new boyfriend, and for some reason she thought he should know about it, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I think we know the reason, and we know what the reason was. So was he texting her back then?
Oh, yeah. The first time I asked him about it, he lied to me. And the second time, I actually looked through his phone, and I saw that he was texting her back and forth.
Well, were the texts bad? Like, were they like, hey, I'm still in love with you? Or were they just like a normal conversation?
Well, no, I mean, they weren't like, I'm still in love with you. But they also weren't like, hey, how's the crazy weather? You know, like it wasn't.
So it was enough to make you.
It wasn't appropriate.
It was enough to make you a little bit worried.
Yeah, I was uncomfortable.
Okay. And you said in your email you actually broke up for a little bit with Justin over this, correct?
Yeah, we broke up for a couple of weeks. I told him I couldn't be with someone who lies. So, I don't know. It was a couple of weeks and then I took him back.
But now you want to see if he hopefully got the message. Maybe your little punishment actually worked.
Yeah, I guess I just want to make sure.
Okay,
you know?
That's fine.
Let's
run a little War of the Roses on him here and see what he does. We're going to offer Justin a free dozen roses that he can send to anybody he wants, and you're going to get to hear who he picks and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, before we get started, I have to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with the Justin, please.
This is Justin.
Good morning, Justin. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling is to let you know that every month we draw names from our Visa database, and those people win little prizes as a way to say thank you for using Visa. And this month you are actually picked as one of our winners, so congratulations.
Oh, wow. Seriously?
Yep, I sure am. And if you have just a minute or two, I can actually tell you about the prize you won if you'd like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so this month's prize is a beautiful flower arrangement of a dozen red roses, and we can send them directly to you if you want, or we could send them as a gift to someone on your behalf. So recently we've discovered a lot of guys who win, they really don't want flowers sent to them, so they ask us to send them to their wife or their girlfriend instead. So with your flowers, would you like us to send them directly to you or somebody else as a gift from you?
Oh, okay, cool. So the prize is flowers then, right?
Yes. Like I said, it's usually just a little prize each month. That way we could send more prizes out to more winners.
Oh, okay. So, do you, get something new every month then?
We do, but this you won this month, so you'll only get red roses this month. But yeah, you're eligible to win every month. We just, you know, we have another drawing coming up in October, then November.
Oh, okay, I get you. So I'm just getting flowers this time.
Yes, unless you'd rather have us send them to somebody else on your behalf. Well, a lot of guys are having us send them to their wives or girlfriends instead.
Okay, cool. Well, then, for sure, I would like to send it to my girlfriend. Now, how is she going to know that I won these? Or is she going to know that I bought them? Or
no, she's not going to know that you won them or anything. She's not going to know anything about a prize. It's not going to say congratulations or anything like that. So you can put whatever message you want us to put on the card.
Oh, okay, cool. This is cool. All right, well, can you put down, and you say I never buy you anything nice on the card. Can you put that saying love, Jay?
Well, that's sweet. Don't you think so, Abby? Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I don't think the fact that you tried to make it look like you paid for the flowers, but
yeah. Well, you're probably right about that. That's a little cheap, I guess. Justin, are you still there?
Yeah. I'm
okay,
still
so
here.
Listen, you're probably very confused. This isn't actually the Visa Rewards program. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now, you're on War of the Roses. Your girlfriend, Abby, wanted to put you to the test to see who you would send flowers to. And I'm happy to say you chose correct.
Okay. This is just a test.
Yes, correct. This was a test. But like I said, you passed the test. You picked the right person, your girlfriend. And you did it while she was listening.
Well, hey, I feel like I should get some type of reward or something.
Don't worry. You'll get your reward later.
Oh! A naked one.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.